Okay.
So I will call to order the City of West Lynn Budget Committee meeting on Wednesday, May 27th, 2026 at 4:04 PM. We have four members in attendance and one virtually. And the first order of business is to approve the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Okay.
Do we have to actually read this?
If you don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I move to approve the agenda for May 27, 2026 Budget Committee meeting for community grants. Seconded.
All right, call the roll.
Brian?
Yes.
Anne?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Abby?
Yes.
Okay, and we have one call of public comment at this time, and that is Terry O'Donnell. Terry, would you like to take about up to five minutes?
Yeah, I'll just make it brief, but I wanted to make sure that I am a member of the Clackamas Community Band and have been for 20 years. I'm a resident of West Lynn, lived here for 26 years. And your grants have meant so much to us because that's how our band exists. We're a group of about 30 individuals. We're multi-generational from 14 to 85 right now, and the different ages of members of the band. And we play in this community to make sure that we can provide, and we want to make sure that you are aware and welcome that. I had met with Rory, and I explained to him that it's important to you guys to know that you could utilize us. We meet at Rosemont Middle School. That's where we practice every Wednesday night and have been doing that for many, many years. I've been doing it for 20 years at that specific spot. And so these grants survive. We are a group where we have to pay dues. We pay $120 each person in the band so that we can basically pay for the conductor. And most of the money that we get from you comes back to you. And I'm saying that because we rent the space at Rosemont Middle School. We're going to have our first summer band concert's going to be at Hammerley Park. So we paid for the space at Hammerley Park. We're going to play our second concert's going to be at the Old Willamette Park, where we will play down there. And so we're playing in this community for this community. But we struggled with the pandemic. So I wanted you to kind of have a little history. Once the pandemic happened, before that, a lot of our funds came. We played at Tanner Springs. We played at Mary's Wood. We played at Columbia Manor. And when the pandemic happened, they stopped allowing anybody to come play in their spaces. They didn't want instruments that had a lot of air that were going to push air into the spaces of the senior citizens. And so that's where we got our revenue, including playing at the Old Willamette Fair when they had the festival down there. You guys all paid us a stipend to be able to do that. And with all those things stopping, you know, we're found other places. So we play our concert that happens in the fall and winter, and then we have a spring concert. We got the church, West Lynn Lutheran Church, down on Highway 43 to provide us space for free so that we could do the concerts there, so we get the space there for no cost. But it's important for us and for you to know that we are members that live in the community. Most of the band members are in this area. And this year, it's our 60th anniversary of this band. So it was started back in 1966 and it's been going strong ever since then. But it is a stretch for us because we have to buy music, we have to pay a conductor, and we have to try to get people to come to the concert. So a little advertising. So that's the kind of things. I know it's all written in here, but I felt compelled to come here in person to kind of express the importance of it, and to also again express that you guys could utilize us. You know, we go to the music in the park, you know, we could certainly come play down there. We can play any place that we come. We're a bunch of folks that like to do this stuff. Keeps us mentally stimulated, and again, it's stimulating for the group. So thank you. If you had any other questions, I would.
What instrument do you play?
I play French horn.
French horn, okay.
And so when I talked to Rory, he said he played clarinet. So if you guys play instruments and stay over here at Rosemont Middle School, we would love to have you come play. If you haven't played for 20 years, we have many people that come back that haven't played for 20 years. They still have their instruments, and we welcome them, and we take the time to get them back up to speed because they just love doing it.
That's Thank you. Great. Any other questions from the committee?
Thank you for coming here for that.
And no more? Yes, sir.
Have you ever collaborated with the Westland Community Chorus?
We have not.
Something we ought to do.
I also play in the Portland Metro Band, and we do with several different choruses where we have, the chorus comes, sing numbers while we're playing. Collaborate on like Orkian Bass or whatever kind of music you need to play. So it'd be great. Certainly do something like that.
Great, okay. So we've just gotten through the public comments, discussed community grant applications. Caitlin does a fantastic job putting this together.
Hopefully you can read it. I know, it's a lot of data, so.
It is.
Yes.
And that makes, that's a big job because of that.
Yeah.
But the summary on the right in the green columns kind of shows the things that are pretty similar amongst us. And usually what seems to work out pretty well is if we kind of start with the stuff that, if we can find ones that are, that were pretty similar on in the average column.
Yes, and so just to close.
The most common?
Yes, the most common column is where at least three committee members had the same recommendation. So if at least three people had the same recommendation, that is the amount you will see listed there.
And so let's just start down on the first, it's number four, Dean Sewer, honoring those who serve, which the most common was the $500, which I believe that was what he requested in the tan column on the left is what he requested. I was the only one that didn't put any, well, no, Ann was a little bit less, but the reason I didn't put anything was because he wasn't a nonprofit. It's, he's just operating as an individual. And I thought we had to be either a nonprofit or like the Rotary of community organization, but others, the rules don't necessarily say that. Eligibility requirements on the page that Caitlin provided us on page one says, applicant represents a nonprofit, a project, or community organization, so. But if we, as a committee, tentatively want to go with the 500 that was the most common? Or is there some other number that, yes, Abby?
I like what Dean does, and I've known Dean for a long time. He's not related to me or anything like that. He did run the Rosemont Summit Neighborhood Association for a long time. And I feel he's a good person and actually does what he says he's going to do with these events. And I believe he's been funded in the past as well by us, has he not?
It's been a number of years ago, but yes, he prior, yeah, typically here in the larger spreadsheet of data, it goes back about 4 years and it's prior to that. But historically, yes, in years past, he has received funds from the community grant organization or funding.
Sure.
Yep, and I just, I'll just wrap it up by saying he's a, I think he might, this might qualify under a project.
Right, it's a specific event.
It's a civic event. People get to see it going over the bridge. So that was my feeling.
And you were a little different too. Do you want to go with the group or do you want to?
I'm fine.
Advocate, want to go with it? And I'm fine, I'll, so go with the 500 on that. And then the next closest one was Friends of Maddox Woods. They requested 490. Basically, everybody said 490. Some said 500, but they, I think we should just give them what they requested. Unless anybody, Brian, you said 500, but is the 490 okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I had meant. For some reason, I read 490, but then, or 500, but I think, yeah, yes. I went back. It's fine. 490, yes. Whatever you, it's perfect. That's what
it
should.
And then the other was the project It Takes a Village. The most common was 2,000. Kevin, you were just a little bit less on that one.
That's true, but I'm fine with that. I'm fine with 2,000.
So Everybody okay with 2,000 on that one? And the Rotary Club, let's see, they requested 400. The most common was 400. Abby, you?
I put a lot more, and I'll say why. I think this is a great thing that they do for the community. I've often dumped things off to be shredded, and I saw their entire budget for it, and I thought, why not just do the whole thing? But I understand we've got other places we have to, so fine with 400. They asked for it.
Okay.
They probably have other sources.
Yeah, I think then, I think so too.
Yeah, they'll do it.
Okay.
I did generally hew to what people had asked for rather than trying to give them more.
I know one year we gave the food pantry more than they asked for.
Yeah.
Because we thought they were so great, and it's a direct need that's, you know, it's like, here's the money, buy the food.
Yeah, yeah, and that was a little bit different time.
We had someone possibly left over or hadn't been assigned, and I said, well, you'll give it to the food pantry, but at least we did the hands. Westland Food Pantry.
As it's a public convening, we can't close the doors. It's okay, I got a plan.
So the food pantry, the most common was 2,000. They requested the 2,000s. Yeah, you know, I think 23, the reason I put 2349 was because that was what I had left over.
I should say you balanced you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we could do the 2,000. I think that's.
Abby has.
And you were, Abby, you were higher too.
Again, just, you know, thinking that if we're putting money somewhere, we want the most bang for our buck, that we should put more money.
I agree with you, Abby. I think it's a great program they have going on there, and I'm in support of that as well. I put 2,000, but yeah, I think, you know, if there was more to allocate to them, I think it would be a good thing to do.
Agree. I mean, I was surprised they had only asked for 2,000, but.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Certainly, if there's extra money to be awarded, that would be one place I would put it.
Let's see what happens, maybe. I suggest.
Let's put 2,000 for now and.
Yeah.
Let's put a 2,000 placeholder there, and then we'll put a little star by that one. And we'll come back and revisit that. The Westland Historical Society, it looks like 2,500 was the most common. Ann and Brian were a little less. I don't know about thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm okay with 2,500. It was just the way I was trying to allocate. I know that we have a small bucket, you know, and trying to allocate accordingly, but yeah, whatever you decide on that.
We'll go with the 2,500 there. And the Library Foundation. 2,500.
I think that's something that's what it actually costs. So I. And wait a minute, they asked.
That is for the.
That's for the Dolly Parton.
The Dolly Parton books, yes.
I don't think I meant to put 2,280 on there. I did this when I was severely jet lagged. I have that. So I probably made a mistake. But I'm okay with 2,500.
Okay. Brian, are you okay with 2,500 on that one?
Yes, definitely.
And the Youth Music Project. 2,281 was their ask.
Don't have a consensus.
We don't have a consensus on that.
No. No, I don't know why I got that. Oof, I'm on the totally wrong. Okay. So let's maybe start back up at the top of the list again. The Camp Yakety Yak. So we're kind of all over the map on that one.
So Rick, if you don't mind.
Yes.
The other thing I wanted to point out is that it's in the white column before the blue starts. It says average total number of points. And I just wanted to bring to the group's awareness in the document on the, because the point system is new this year.
Yeah.
It does talk about funding guidance. So in your packet that has the agenda staple, that that's the very back page. If you reference the very back page, again, this is just guidance. But it talks about the average score or the final score and recommends potentially full funding, partial funding, no funding. So perhaps that's another area to discuss or to highlight if a certain project, you know, their point total that they received.
Thank you, Caitlin, for getting us back on the track, steering us down the road.
Yes.
Appreciate that. So let's peruse those columns a little bit and see where, what we find.
So interesting that Dean Sewer was at 68.
Correct. And so in this, it's a combination of the two, right? So the score, the point scoring is just guidance. And then again, it's up to the group's recommendation. But that is one of the benefits of having the scoring guide is to provide that balance. Yes. So.
And the reason I'm sure that Dean Sewer's was low is because I didn't give him any points because I was counting him out because it's not a nonprofit. Yeah, so basically I gave him zero. So. Yeah. You got to take that into account.
Absolutely. That's actually kind of interesting, except for Dean Sewer, all the ones that we have put numbers on have high scores.
Correct.
So mm-hmm. the system is working.
I really like the point system and how you devise that.
Yes. Come up with it. So maybe one of the things I could also offer is that if we start by going with the average total points, mm-hmm. we could look at other products that are other projects that are in the high funding or the full funding category and perhaps start with those.
Right.
For example, the Clackamas Community Band. And then also. Like the Westland Community Chorus and the Youth Music Project. Yeah. So those, they scored high, but there just wasn't a consensus on mm-hmm. how much to fund of mm-hmm. the requests.
So out of those, the highest one is the Clackamas Community Band.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And.
Except for Kevin, we.
We're pretty close.
Really around 1,000.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that.
Okay. So the, what do we want to do, the 962 or the 1,100?
I didn't catch what you said, Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fine with the 1,000, which I think I thought was the amount being.
They asked for 1110, but are we going to put 1,000 for now?
Let's put 1,000 and.
It's closer to the average.
Yeah. And put a little star by it. And again, we can come back and recheck. And then the next
would be 7. Oh, we did
the youth music. It takes a village. Oh, no, we already did them.
Yeah. Yeah, so youth music, number 16.
Well, 86. Oh, 88.
88. Okay. If I can intercept, I was able to sort the spreadsheet.
Oh, you're on
total points. Oh, you're good. If that helps.
Yes, it does.
Like the next one that hasn't had anything granted or suggested is the Youth Music Project and Westland Community Chorus, okay. which are at 88 and 86. So those yeah. next two.
Right.
So do you want to consider Youth Music Project?
Yeah. And I saw, I looked into that a little bit online too. That's, you know where that is? Does everybody know where that is?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
The beginning of Main Street, you know, Willamette, the youth music. They have a.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was, used to be a church, I think. Yeah.
The Rotary. That's
there. Where the McDonald's, across Craig Caddycore from the McDonald's and the Chevron station. And
I yeah. have several grandchildren who've taken lessons there. So.
Got the creepy statue out.
Yeah.
It's an interesting.
We're not funding this to happen.
Well, every time I go there, I think somebody's crossing the street.
It's interesting how it was founded. It was founded through the legacy of a teacher who left the money to start it. And, you know, I think that's what paid for all the sculptures and other stuff and the stained glass window of Jimi Hendrix and so on. It's basically related. It's basically rock music, It's not classical music they teach and how to play the drums, the guitars, and to sing. But this is for a flute workshop.
Correct.
Which I do. An ethnic.
They make their own flutes.
Yeah. Out of PVC pipe, did you notice?
Yes, I did.
I had taken, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, no, I'm done.
I had taken them down to about half, because it just seemed like it was a small number of people being served. And that, then the other projects, that there's, it's one class, and this, I mean, it's over several weeks, but still. And they didn't include any overall financial statements, so I couldn't look and see how much money they're actually sitting on, which is.
That's true.
I think maybe next year we can push it a little higher and say, we need to see a balance sheet and your, you know, financials, either the prior year or this year, we tell them 100%. But just to see, I mean, if someone is asking us for one of these grants, yet they're sitting on $1 million, which is one of them.
Which is one of them.
Yes, then I kind of look and say, can't you just do this? And it's a surplus, not that they're sitting on.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's exactly what I was thinking as well. When I looked at it, I was like, I know that their balance sheet's got, they've got some cash sitting on the balance sheet. And I was like, you know what? I'm not just going to, there's other organizations that need it more.
Like sitting in the bank and say so.
In this case, I think my thoughts kind of mirrored yours with regard to the amount of people that are actually served by the grant. So that was why mine was less than what the ask was.
Mm-hmm, me too.
So what's the consensus of the group? Is it 1746 or is it something less?
I still kind of max out about 1500.
I went with 1700 because I think maybe it was approximately less or some cost they pulled out of the. But I'm sorry, other people.
So we gave them in the past, it looks like that they've had an average between 1,000 to, they requested 1,500, they got 1,000, they requested 2,500, they got 1,500. Seems like it's always around 1,500 bucks, right? So I recommended 1,250 is what I recommended at this one, because I just kind of looked at it and based on, you know, just kind of history. I'm sorry, guys, I have to grab this real quick. I apologize. Let me, I'll be right here.
I think I would go with 1,500.
I can be happy with that. Okay, 15 it is.
Are we one, two, what were the members?
Right, we're four.
Yes, and then.
I kept looking in there.
No, and then Brian is.
And then Brian, the big square rectangle.
Correct.
So 1,500 we're going with?
Yeah.
And then we've got Western Community Chorus.
Correct.
Which was 86. They asked for 4,800.
Now, the community chorus. That, if I remember, is that the one? Was it the?
They're commissioning a new piece to sing for the 250th anniversary.
Yes.
Plus.
Yes. And that's why I kind of, that's why I put a higher amount, was because of that.
Yeah. Overall, I just thought, you know, what a bold thing to do. You don't usually hear small community groups commissioning a work.
Yeah.
Concert coming up this coming weekend, and they are doing a new piece of music conducted by the composer in that concert. So they're doing it a lot more than when I was singing in that group.
And you're with the community chorus?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Available to answer any questions you might have or to tell you about what we're doing.
I think since we passed the public comment point, we.
No, yeah. Well, can we ask questions?
So if you have a direct question, yeah, you can ask the question.
I do have a direct question, and that is, if you don't get this grant, what will you do to commission the piece?
We have some fairly good donations in the past, and we're hoping that we can continue that. candidly, well, you know, it appears that one of our largest donors is kind of aging out of donating large amounts going forward. So it would be up to other people to maybe step up more. But also with a 25th anniversary, you know, of the chorus and commissioning a work for that by a Westland composer, we may also have the need for additional musicians than we have had in the past, and those will cost money. So,
okay.
Yeah, so all of that.
Attack the band.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that information.
Well, I thought it was a really big amount. I just thought, like, supporting artists who are alive is a really good thing. And it also gets some nice publicity for Westland as a whole. You know, I could see this going further than just the one and done, but just, you know, maybe the Oregon would cover it, because this is something pretty special.
Yeah,
commissioning composer.
Well, that's kind of what I thought. And it's a Westland composer, too.
Yes.
So it's a community group. It's a composer from Westland. I thought that was very cool. So that's why I wrote down the full amount. Mm-hmm. The average
I think if we have money left to give them the full amount, I would consider it. Right now, I'd rather put down a partial payment and see where we're at towards the end.
So what are you thinking, Anne? I mean, the average was high, skewed by Anne or Abby and I's high number. And
well, how about we put down 2,500 and then
okay.
definitely okay. look at it again.
What does others think about 2,500 and we'll come back to it?
That's fine.
Let's come back and look at it, though. I'd really like to do
all right.
All right, and then the next one would be Camp Yakety Yak.
Yes. So I noticed I went for their full funding, and the reason that I did this time was I noticed that their application was significantly better than that, and they had been in the past. Mm. I noticed that they have a new person that submitted the application, and what I liked about it was that they gave a lot more measurable numbers of how many kids they're serving and how many of those are from Westland. The location of this, I think they said they're using Westside Christian School. That's over on 217 and Highway 99. Mm-hmm. Which is right in our city. It's fairly close, but it is serving a number of kids from West Lynn. And you know, I also am on the Clackamas ESD Board of Education, and these kind of students, when they have this kind of opportunity to socialize and with their siblings and do something, some kind of an activity in the summer, it really is meaningful and a big deal to them. So that's why I went for the full.
And here's why I went for zero. Not that I say it's a bad program. I guess it should speak to folks here. But not that I think it's a bad program. But I also looked and said it's a month, you know, 4 weeks, 112 youth overall, of which I felt only 17 are for children from West Lynn out of six, and it's 17 out of 600 slots. 17 slots of those for West Lynn. And then I looked at their balance sheet, their financials looked good, but I also saw that as of March 31st, they were sitting on about $168,000. And the really important thing is what's called the net income, you know, revenue and minus expenses, what we'd all call a surplus or a deficit. And they've got $73,000 right now. And they've already started receiving people putting down deposits for the camp. So yes, given this is the first one I looked at, but I felt that it was a bit much, that $2,500 that they could afford to pay for out of their current result.
The thing is that the January to March, the financials are as of March 31st.
Right.
So they won't have paid any of their professional staff, like their nurses and the teachers and the counselors. And so they won't have paid any of that yet. They're going to get some fees in from the people who registered, but they are going, get a registered nurse for a month. That's a very significant outreach.
And that's exactly the same thing that I read the financial as well. And what they're obviously, what appears to me, looks to me like, is that they are building up cash so that they can spend it during the summer in this program. So their cash flow during the summer is going to be very negative. That's when they're going to spend down all that money.
I thought the ask was reasonably small too. And also, I was also thinking about the practicum experience that a lot of those people are going to be getting. And I thought that was actually very valuable for them too, just for their professional development. So I understand the fact that it's a bit of a limited benefit to the people of West Lynn, but I think there's more there than just the members that are directly being served. I think there's a lot of ancillary people.
And the other way that I looked at it too is I took the $2,500 and divided it by what 17 students, it comes out to about $130 or $140 per student, which that's
not terrible.
That's a pretty reasonable
yeah.
camp expense.
True. I mean, I rated them very highly on project quality and feasibility, on the little lower on the community benefit. A little lower on the community reach, but still, I don't deny it. It's a good program when you put it that way of dividing it by the number of people served.
Mm-hmm. Could I provide one other piece of information?
Sure.
So in their application, so in these binders, we do have printed copies. Mm-hmm. So their total project budget for the entire summer camp is $84,700.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're asking for is $2,500 compared to the overall cost.
Yeah.
So
I think there's a huge benefit to the parents of these very disabled children, and if they can get a little time off in the summer from caring for these people.
Yeah,
I happen to have a neighbor across the street who is caring for a very, very severely disabled child who's 22 years old, and I see how much she, you know, what it means for her to get some time off.
Respite care is what yeah. they call it, right?
So there's benefit to the parents as well as,
you know, because I bring the total down significantly by saying zero. So if we just do those 1, 2, 3, 4 people.
I think it's 22.
Yeah. I get 22.
Check that.
Or... Yeah, I got 2,200 as well. So
that's pretty good.
Yes.
Divided the 4 back.
Yeah,
I'd be fine at 22.
I can go with that. Sorry. Should we do 22?
And then also to Misty, maybe to check what we have remaining.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. If you...
I show that we would have $7,910. Is that what you get? Okay.
Okay, so we're not doing too terribly bad.
No.
And again, that is including the additional $500.
Right.
That's so funny
yes.
when you sent out the email that
yes.
they had returned it. I
yes.
thought, ooh, then maybe
yes.
we have another $500.
Right. right. So then the next one would be the Children's Center.
Okay. Okay, that's the one that's in Oregon City, and it does provides evaluations of abused children. Like if the police or human services refers them.
Well, here I am again, with not putting any money in, so I'll jump right into why. Looking at their balance sheet, they've got, at the end of 2025, they had 1.5 million in current assets, of which about a million were unrestricted. They had a small loss in 2025, a larger one in 2024, but overall, just based on their current assets, it seemed to me like they could afford the 10,000 and could do some additional fundraising.
Yeah, I just certainly didn't think we could go 10,000 either.
Yeah, that was a lot. It doesn't look like we've provided them anything in the past, right? There's been a request, it looks like, in 2026, correct? That we didn't.
Correct. That is correct, but it was not funded.
Wasn't funded, right?
Yeah. And I don't remember. I honestly don't think the application was as impressive as this one. This is an example, I think, of our new process that we came up with, really bringing out a better description of what the project is really all about.
Well, it actually was a very good presentation.
It was, yeah. I mean, and the fact that the district attorney is on their board of directors, not that he's, you know.
But. Yeah, I thought it, you know, as many people say, a little bit of chutzpah asking for that much money.
Well, yeah.
Well, we've seen that before. We requests for 20,000 plus.
Correct.
I mean, people didn't realize how much money was available.
Correct.
I just get back to those smaller groups that have asked for money that seem to be worthwhile and maybe don't have a fundraising apparatus on their staff and, you know, for them. Even every dollar is tough. And this is a, again, if you look at their balance sheet, they have a nice amount of unrestricted cash on hand.
And I wondered about that myself.
Without donor restrictions, it's 3.75 right there, you know. That's a.
Yeah, but how much of that?
Unrestricted means that they don't have to use it for a specific purpose.
Right. Okay, but.
What's the budget?
2.3 or 2.4 million of that is tied up in property, plant, and equipment. So they can't really spend that.
That's true. That's true.
They have
It's less than a million.
We're available for operations 266,000 without donor restrictions, 1,096,000.
And how much they have in the bank at that point? It's just curious to see.
They have they have a million in the bank and a quarter million in grant accounts receivable and 200,000 in government grants receivable. So obviously they're receiving government funding.
Of course.
Probably DHS or.
Whatever small amounts are left at the federal.
So.
What they're asking for specifically.
Yeah, what was the use of the money?
Interview services, trained interviewer time, medical provider assessments and documentation, crisis support.
I also, one of the things I was concerned about, and I've also worked for government and nonprofits, was how, if we're giving them this money and it's supposed to be helping West Lynn, I don't know if we're restricting it to just people from West Lynn, but how are they going to track it?
Well, they know where their families come from that they're dealing with, and they give a number.
That means every contact with child will have to be noted, and then they'll have to cost allocate salaries and.
I'm sure they're not gonna do that.
I'm sure they're not.
They're not gonna do that.
So what I would say from a logistical standpoint, that would be the report back form.
Yeah.
So they have not received funding in the past, but that would be something going forward is using the quality of the report back form to receive that information on how the prior year was used. In this case, we did not make any changes to the report back form. You know, we just focused on the scoring system and the application. But that could be something as well. If the committee would like to make changes to the report back form on what information you would like an organization to send back. But essentially, the organization completing the form and signing the form, we're taking their essentially attestation that that is how they use the funds, right?
And there's nowhere that says in the application, you can only use this on West, you know, unless they're a community-based organization, much like the two we have sitting here that, you know, we can make them, you know, prove it that you're serving West Lynn folks.
So do you give this one piece of information that in the past year, they received 36 referrals for services involving West Lynn children?
Right.
So that's.
That's the kind of measurable data that I like to see, where they say, here's how many children from your city we've served. They're not gonna cost it out and say, well, this one, you know, we spent 45 minutes and this person costs us X dollars per hour.
But it's the number of people.
Yeah. I'm gonna stop and talk to you.
I'm used to it.
And when you're an inoculated New Yorker, it's really tough.
So I just have one other piece of information in both the application or the report back form. So the organization is intended to use the funds outlined for the project or that they have listed. If they are not able to fulfill the project or the funding, they are supposed to return the funds. But again, that is their acknowledgement. So while it's not necessarily saying it has to be West Lynn, it should be under these items in the budget breakdown that the funds are spent in that way.
Right. And they can show how that's cost allocated. Just keep a minute at their budget for the fund. Keep looking at the lighting. Every single one, like, lighting, what am I lighting for?
Glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Like, why is everybody asking for the lighting money? Yep. What I also don't like too much is that they're not giving us any, like, what portion of an interviewer's time is this and that kind of stuff, but that's just me because I don't see.
Answer is whatever, however much it takes.
However much it takes is the answer. Well, I can say that I'm not in favor of 10,000, but I sit back.
Nobody else is either.
No, I would say actually we should maybe start conservatively since we have questions about how everything's going to be allocated in the first place. So I think the lower range somewhere around 2,500, maybe a quarter of what they're looking for, just to give it a start. And then we'll look at the report back that comes next year.
Yeah, well, that's what I recommend. So I'm always obviously happy with 25, but average is 24. All right, 25.
Brian, oh, Brian's still on.
Oh, Brian, I think he's on his phone.
He said it was 25.
Now we've got about five.
So is the historic Willamette, is that the next?
I'm sorry, I couldn't find the unmute button. That's good, I'm fine with that.
Thank you, Brian.
Who's next?
Yes, so historic Willamette, a Main Street community. And just to clarify, I put in my email, there was an error in the addition in the application. So they are looking for just the $1,070. And then the entity would be Historic Willamette, a Main Street community. And they are different.
There's two different organizations.
Correct.
Right.
And I did include, so last year, both entities did receive funds, and I did include both the report back forms for each entity, even though only one entity is requesting this year.
So the total request here is for $1,070.
Correct.
That was different.
Yeah, in that document that you're looking at, there's on a different page, there was a different total listed, maybe on the page prior.
So they're asking for $1,000.
So on page four, Anne, so it's the page before, if you look, amount requested from, yes. And that was not correct. They are asking for the $1,070.
Yeah, I think the $200 was coming from some other.
Yes.
Source or.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I sort of figured that out when I was reading it.
Yes.
Here's my question on this, and our neighborhood association bought two sets of flags for two crossings, so I'm somewhat familiar with those and the need for those. I've been down to the market and down to that area, and I'm wondering if it's really needed. Is there a lot of speeding for that area? We got for Rosemont Summit, we got it for Salamo Road, and I think an intersection on Rosemont Road, which people do speed on, and school children have to cross, and a lot of us have to cross. And I looked at the map of where they'd be putting them, which is like everywhere along Willamette, you know, that area. And I was wondering, have there been accidents reported? They have not made any, they didn't make any reference to any accidents occurring there. I just haven't, you know, I read the papers a lot. I haven't noticed about, you know, near misses or people complaining on the West Lynn community forums. It's a reasonable proposal with budget and implementation and sponsors, but is it really needed?
And I will also say to Rebecca, maybe online, although they are having the Wednesday market as we speak. Rebecca, yes, there you are. I'm not sure, were you able to hear Abby's questions, or I don't know if you have a comment, if that's okay?
Yeah, that's.
Okay.
Yes, I did. And thank you for raising that. And I guess I should have addressed that in my application. There are accidents that do happen out on Willamette Falls Drive. Luckily, we haven't had, to my knowledge, anybody actually get hit yet. But I do say yet because people drive very quickly through here. I would say that it's more common when there are events happening. But even though the work was done during the streetscape to have a lighting engineer come out to better light the street, before that happened, there were a number of accidents out here because it's rather dark out here. And even though we have the new lighting out there, it's still dark and people still run the stop signs all the time. It's quite bad at certain times of day. And then also when some of the foliage from the trees start growing out, people don't always see some of the stop signs, especially like at 14th Street, places like that. This was something that is being presented from our design committee, and members of the committee did walk the neighborhood a number of times, just to kind of identify the areas that are worse than others, I should say. And we actually started with a lower number initially in our heads, but as we walked the neighborhood, we actually added additional locations to that map. So, and the number was going to be much higher that we were going to need, but we actually had two businesses that stepped up to donate various aspects of it. So, so I will answer any other questions that you might have.
Thank you, Rebecca.
So I can tell you why I put the full amount, and that is, as a driver, I get really frustrated when people are standing at corners and they're tapping on their phone and they look like they're going to cross the street. I don't know. I don't have a clue if they're going to cross the road and just walk out in front of me while they're texting on their phone or not. And if they can do something to at least let me know that they want to cross, I'm more than, I want to stop for them, but I need to know that they're going to cross the road instead of just standing there with your phone and then walk out in front of me. That's me.
I think for me, I mean, I've been down that area fairly frequently. So it's not so much speed of the drivers as much as it is there's a lot of activity in that area, and especially if they're having events through there, it's easy to miss somebody starting to cross the street. And I think anything that's going to make them more visible and show the intention that they want to cross.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good use of funds for that. So just public safety.
Rebecca, the number that's shown there, it just felt to me like a lot. And I noticed in some cases there's, you know, two sets of them. Well, there's several around an intersection, for example. Is there some way perhaps of just cutting back a bit on the number?
Yeah, we did make a plan A and a plan B. I do think that if we don't put in as many as what we indicated, that we are going to eventually have to find additional funds to get that others, because like I said, when we did the final walkthroughs, we did two of them. Even as we were doing them in one place where I had not considered putting them, we had cars just whizzing by. And so, and that was while we were like, you know, had safety vests on and we're walking around. So it was kind of an interesting thing that came up. So, and there is, one of the numbers that's on there is to purchase poles. And those are in the places where there's not already a pole identified, because we did walk through the neighborhood. We looked at what could be used. We talked to Public Works about all that to make sure what we could utilize that was already in place so that we could cut the number down. Public Works may have a few of the poles that would allow us to cut down that number, but I don't know how many yet, because it just, they've got to see what they have available. So the number might get cut down by $100 or $200, but not by much. So.
I have a question for you on the ones that your neighborhood association funded.
Yep.
What's been the longevity of the flags?
Pretty good, you know. Really? Some walk away, but generally people don't think, you know, unless someone's just got total vandalism, doesn't think so that
they laugh.
Orange sign on a, you know, and I know that the companies will send you sets of replacement ones too. So I think it's just the quantity that gives me pause in thinking maybe that if, and now to the committee, that maybe if we partially funded for them and see if they're effective or if they really do need more, if that slows down the number, that perhaps we could fund again. I wonder also if your neighborhood association would be, that neighborhood association would be of any help.
That's a good point.
And I don't know who, they've already had a couple, she said a couple businesses, I think, have helped out some. So the average was 719.
But that was without me. Do you want to figure out the average? That's with me.
Yeah. Do you want to
figure out the average without me?
About 850.
I don't do math in public.
I don't either. Exactly. Well, you've got two at about 1,000 and two at about 750. So
I think Misty, you know, sorry, it's 899.
It might 900.
Yeah. If we went with 900, would people be okay?
I'm fine with that.
Brian, would you be all right with 900?
Yes.
The other thing I will point out, so we have three remaining groups. So the Lake Oswego Open Studios, then it would be Partners for Healthy Students and Lansu Chinese Garden. Mm-hmm. If you look at their total scores, so on the funding guidance, if it's below 70, the recommendation would only be to fund if resources allow. So we, again, that's just a recommendation for the group. But just to let you know, we're getting close to that next level where it would only be if resources allow.
Well, let me approach it this way, if that's okay. If we take the lowest one, the land sue, which is 55, and that's typically not recommended. Brian, you put the highest dollar amount on that one. Is there, you want to speak to that or tell us what your thoughts were?
Which line, which row is this? I'm sorry.
The Lan Su Chinese Garden, number 8.
You know what? I have to go back to my notes on that. What was the average on that? There were...
Average was 375.
Oh, wow.
That might have been. So it had zeros and one had 100.
Yeah, you know what? That could have been an error. I came up with what, 1776 is what I came up with, right?
Yes, you know, correct.
Yeah, because you know what? I think that feels high to me because I actually rated them lower than most. So I'm definitely willing to come down from there because it doesn't feel, you know, that number seems too high actually from what I. As
I'm going to propose that we decide not to fund them since they're below the.
Yeah.
I would support
that. I agree. I think it was, you know what, I might have been looking at the line above it is what I might have been done as I was going through this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, back in, I understand.
So I wasn't overly impressed by that either. So I'm with you. I'm with you all.
And then the next lowest one is the Partners for Healthy Students. And I'm trying to remember what they do and why I didn't.
The problem I had with that one was the fact that the event they were talking about is actually outside of this fiscal year. It actually doesn't start until the holiday season next year.
That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't pick up.
Or 2027. Yeah.
Christmas of 2027, not Christmas of 2027.
Right, and it says it in a couple of different places.
And it appeared to me it's almost like a extension of the kids' high school project from Gladstone High School.
Well, but they said they were going to do a specific one for West.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
The proposal they showed is I liked it, that they were only asking for funds for Westland students and family, barring the time of that year.
Yeah.
Their financial reports I thought were useless. But it's just like a list of expenses and revenue, and couldn't tell anything. It's sharing the cost just for the West Wind effort, and they were only asking for a portion of the funding for that effort, and they were there to raise 15,000 out of 20,000. Just sort of thought, you know, when I checked them off and say they're taking responsibility for fundraising, targeting it to West Wind. But it didn't catch the other part.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think maybe to reconsider for next year at this time. But for right now, they're just outside.
I think you make an excellent point.
So on the very first page of the application, towards the bottom, it has project start date and end date. Yeah. And I'm not sure if that is a typo.
It's got to be an
error because it references it later on.
I didn't either.
Plan and timelines.
Good job.
But they didn't reference the year in here.
I think I caught it someplace else further along in that.
The only two on the last page, the signature page, it must again be a typo. They dated it April of 2024.
But it's new.
So I on the front page, it is the new one. So I'm not quite sure. I couldn't say on the dates.
So I mean, I'd like to look at it if they want to resubmit it for next year.
But yeah.
Really, they're not asking for this fiscal year.
I mean, I hate knocking them off for typos, but geez.
And just a reminder for a group, so one of the intents with the scoring system is that I will be giving the organizations the overall scoring back, not individually, but collectively. And so I can also provide a summary of some comments. So if that is a comment that you would like to give back, I am more than happy to pass that along as well.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think they try again next year if it's for Christmas of 27, and
yeah,
we'd love to look at it again and maybe tighten up your financials a little bit.
Yeah, these are impossible to read. It's right. Just a long, it's actually parts of a spreadsheet that probably was together and
right.
It's
okay. The last one that we have not talked about is Lake Oswego Open Studio. So this was, I'd never heard anything like this. So they're proposing to have like a self-guided tour of artists' residences and studios.
And they're West Glen as well. They're expanding it.
Expanding it to West Glen.
Yeah. And you apparently drive around and then take a tour of people's.
Hopefully they sell some stuff.
Yeah.
I've done one of those up in Portland with some people who were from out of town. It was actually kind of fun.
Really?
You know, going from, you were given a map, there was no admission, and you could choose which artists, and you could see what kind of work they did, whether it's paintings or sculptures or things like that. And one artist gave us remarkable, they were using 3D printing and stuff like that. So it's kind of fun. And I think my comments on it were that it wasn't clear to me how many studios there were in West Lynn, and they were asking for funds to participate in the West Lynn Old Time Fair. It's also for June, and June is pretty close. And unclear, the postcard mailing funds they were asking for, unclear if that was just for West Lynn folks, and another incomprehensible budget document. So my feeling was fund them for the Old Time Fair, which is $150, and so be it.
And mine was, it's really just kind of a pilot program into West Lynn at this point. Right. So partial funding, that's why I went with $1,000. And then we can see where the report back goes when we get it next year.
I just kind of pulled a number out of the sky, so mine's.
Yeah, I said 1,000. That's funny.
So is it 1,000 or is it 830, the average? What's the pleasure of the group? Brian, did you put 1,500. Would you like to say anything about it?
No, I'm fine with 1,000. I think that's fine. I mean, we have to, I think that's fine.
So, I'll give, you know, I'll say sure.
Okay. So we've talked about all of them. We put yeses and noes. Where are we numerically?
$3,510
left.
$3,510 left.
Amazing. That's wonderful.
The ones that we starred.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And those were.
Number 3, mm-hmm. Number 12, and number 13. Now, if we go by the high scores, that would be starting with the food pantry. They asked for 2,000. We funded them at 2,000. But we have extra funds.
Give them 3.
Yeah, give them a total of 3.
3? I agree.
Brian, yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
510. The next highest score was the community band.
The Clackamas Community Band.
Not the West Lynn Band.
We only shorted them 110.
Right, we only shorted them by 110.
Yes.
I would just say, why don't we go with the 110?
Yep, give them the full amount.
1,110.
Right. So
$2,400 even. And then the last one was the community chorus that wants to develop the piece.
Can we give them the rest?
I would love to do that.
So what, if they're at 2,500, what's the
23 is left.
So we'd still have $100 in the kidney.
Is it, Missy, do you have 2,400 left?
2,400.
Yes, so 2,400.
I'd say give him 2,400.
Brian, are you okay with additional 2,300 for the community chorus?
Yes.
I get to ask.
Yep, they asked for 48. Let's do it.
Down to $100.
Give it to the Rotary Club.
I could give it to the Youth Music Project. They were shorted them a bit.
Yeah, they were shorted.
Let's give them 1,600.
No, they were shorted 781.
I'm suggesting we give them an extra
$100.
Yeah.
So make it 1,600.
1,600.
Okay.
25, no, we have 25.
I'm sorry, I missed the
Youth Music. $1,600.
Add $100 to the
Sorry, zero.
Yeah.
So 25,500?
Yes.
Good. We should just be appointed in perpetuity.
And then what I will do too as well tomorrow is I will send a recap as well for everyone's review. And then we do have in your packet, we do need a motion to be made.
So we've come up with these. Is there a motion?
I move to approve the Budget Committee Community Grant Recommendations for Fiscal Year 27 as compiled during the May 27th Budget Committee meeting for a total of $25,500.
I second.
Okay. And just last, is there any further discussion by any Budget Committee member?
And I just need to call the roll too. Okay.
No further discussion. Please call the roll.
Kevin?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Abby?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Okay. The motion passes.
Okay.
I'll join us, I guess.
And we'll adjourn the meeting. There being no further business. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
An hour and 11 minutes.
Intentions things in this world. We never had to figure out a good way.